happy to have you on here. I would like to say a little bit about these poems before I read them, because once I start, I think I would like to try to give you, or try to share with you, a poetic experience, because that's why a poet writes poems, to share an experience that can only be called poetic because we don't know what else to call it. It's what I call, or rather what I feel I'm trying to do, what I'm writing, and I must say that I always discover these things after I have written, not before. I can't calculate. I think, what have I tried to do? I find that what I'm trying to do, particularly in poetry, is to make the invisible visible. You all know that poetry gives you a feeling, a vision, an emotion. And we all know that the invisible within people rules the world as we know it. We know a table is invisible before it's conceived and made as a table. We know that we cannot move our hand without the motion coming from something invisible. That we don't think, what thinking is, that's really still the obvious. But let me tell you a little bit about these first, and then not say anything except the poems. If any of you have happened to have read these poems and would like me to read any particular poem, I wish you'd tell me, because that would make me very happy to read it as I heard it. Poems are written as you hear them, at least mine are. Now the first group, called Songs and Exercises, are poems that were written over a period of years. A couple of them were written as long ago as when I did The Tiger's Eye. Particularly just after that were the exercises, when I was experimenting with form, and not only with form as you see it on a page, but the form of an image, or the form of what happens in your mind, to try to have to see if you can bring out, or I try to see what I could bring out, what happens with no criticism whatsoever, just to see what would happen. And then there are various songs, my ideas of songs. The second part, the Daitokuji poems, were written mainly, a few of them after I left, in the Zen temple compound of Daitokuji, which is on the outskirts of Kyoto in Japan, a place where I just happened to go. I want you to know completely in poetry, and it happens in anything, I keep using this word, but this is not calculated. I do not feel poetry can be calculated, and I don't even like life to be calculated. And it's, at least in its emotional and poetic qualities, even in its important human relations. Now, I happened to be invited to stay in this Zen Buddhist temple compound by an old friend, and this stay was a great success in a very quiet way. And I was asked, after I was first there, to live in a temple called Ryokuin. Now I will tell you in advance and read these poems to you, but I will tell you in advance, so I don't have to stop, you know, with the reading poem, which poems were the ones that persuaded the priests that I knew Zen, although I never had studied it in my life. Never. And I have been asked time and time again since then, what is Zen? Well, how do I know what to say? I mean, I wrote these poems, they said this is Zen. Therefore, if what I had thought, what I would say, they'd say this is Zen. And I had never studied it. I'd read the Gospel of Buddha when I was the age of you students here, and never read anything since. So if you want to know what Zen is, just listen. And I never planned these poems, mind you. Now the first poem, I will tell you these so that you'll catch them when I come to them. And this was written only because I went to tea in this beautiful temple, and I thought, what can I do for this man? I can't invite him. Where I am is not so beautiful. he doesn't want to go to rest. I didn't know what to do. So I thought, you know, the Japanese right poem. So I wrote a little poem and sent it to him. I didn't know it was Dear Zen. I just wrote, sent it with my housekeeper. And after that, he said nothing. He didn't even thank me, but things began to happen. He invited me to see this famous picture, The Six Persimmons. Now, this poem will begin, Closed in Your Garden. I can remember when we come to that. Closed, that's when we had tea, and a little poem I sent, wrote out on a piece of paper. Then what he did was an extraordinary thing, certainly for me. He invited me to this tea ceremony, a metaphysical tea ceremony in the Zen way, in the morning, to view a painting that was rarely, rarely put on view. That's the one thing I wrote an article about, how I got to, called The Six Persimmons. Now, this painting is probably the most famous masterpiece in Chinese painting. And it's a treasure of this temple and cared for in this treasure, in this temple. And they only show it very, very rarely. Well, they decided, but why did he do it when I got done? They were experimenting on me. He wouldn't let me read a thing in advance. Of course, he asked me not to, and I didn't, couldn't keep me from, but I didn't. They wanted to see, again, what would happen to me. Then they got done and said, we hope you'll write a poem. My God. Well, I'm not a poet laureate, but I was able to write a poem, which they loved. Now, this poem you'll very easily recognize because it starts out saying, Muchi had six persimmons. You'll hear about the six persimmons and what happened. Then I will read a number of other poems that were a result of living in that place and the thought and the conversations that we had. And incidentally, one of them that I wrote on movement, I'll read that too, what moves. When a doctor of physics heard it, said, but that is pure physics. I just keep repeating these things because poetry has been greatly snubbed, as you know, not so much now as it was, say, 20, 30 years ago in our country. And it is my conception that anything you study within yourself can surpass anything. I don't mean surpass, but just surpass the discovery of, say, sciences. Then the last part is just love's progress. And these things just fell into shape of their own, and I fell into a rhyme scheme that I liked and used, and it's a series of 24 poems on the progress of love, of trilogies. And I'll read some of those. And then a few, if you're not too worn out after that, I'll read a few I've done since then.